Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey everyone, the following is a free preview of the popular Inside the 18 Goalkeeper podcast. Want to continue watching or listening every week? Then join a 30-day free trial of the Union GK app, the new exclusive home of the podcast. For more info, go to www.theunionGK.com or download the Union GK community on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for all your support, and we'll see you on the Union. Welcome to Inside the 18. I'm Michael Maggett, live from Hollywood, California. With me, no longer in Florida, calling NWSL matches, the one and only 99 World Cup winner, Saskia Weber. And keeping it California today, we've got Davis Legacy goalkeeper Aubrey McGlynn joining us all the way from Northern California. What's up, Aub?
Hi, how are you doing?
I mean, honestly, we're excited. We're excited to have you on here. You know, I mean, like, as Saskia, we were talking about this, you know, off the air, you know, earlier in regards to the fact that, like, gosh, when was the first time that Aubrey reached out to us? What, she was like 10 or something like that?
Well, I think so.
Oh my gosh. And at the whole time, like, you were trying to, like, raise awareness, or like you and your mom were like trying to raise awareness for, like, a dysautonomia. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Dysautonomia. And you'd been going out there and helping out with this whole cause to, like, raise awareness. And then you were talking on the show about how you know, you were dealing with it and everything like that. And we were like, what are you talking about? She looks amazing out there. I don't see any issues. So what's going on with that? How's your health, first off?
It's going good. Yeah. I haven't had any major issues recently and it's been going really good, and I'm still raising awareness, and it's been going really great.
I love it.
That's awesome. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things, Susk, you know, is like when we have, you know, younger people on the show, we recognize the fact that there's so many people making a difference, like not just on the field, but like off the field, even at a young age.
Absolutely. Right. And I think, you know, to see, like we said, since you were 12, since we first had you on, like that you keep it up, and it's something that, you know, it's such a part of your life, and how you're doing so great, you know, with your soccer, with everything, but to bring awareness to it and then make that an integral part as well and get the word out is huge. I mean, we didn't have these platforms when we were younger, when we were 12, to be able to do that. And the fact that you're not just sitting back saying, okay, I'm a soccer player and I'll do TikTok videos of dancing or whatever, which there's nothing wrong with, but that you've taken, this and taking it to the level that you have is incredible.
Yeah. And by the way, Aubrey, feel free to step in anytime. You don't have to wait for us to ask you a question or anything like that. If you want to add on to that. But, like, I think, you know, the thing is that, like, I think a lot of young players, like, you're just, if you're already getting into that stuff when you're like 9, 10, 11 years old type of thing, that's just how you're wired. Right.
Yeah, I feel like that, like, at a young age, like, there's not enough, like, I feel like youth that, like, speak out. And I feel like that, like, I didn't see many kids my age doing that. So I wanted to, like, be able to, like, especially, like, nowadays, a lot of more youth athletes are now, like, on, like, social media. And, like, I like being, like, an outlet, because I know I have a lot of, like, younger athletes that are always, like, reaching out to me, like, oh, my God, that's so great. Like, and I just, like, love having all those youth athletes to be able, like, that they're able to, like, reach out to me and talk about everything. And, like, it's just, like, great to see.
Well, it's such, what's so important about that is we go back to having that outlet, having somebody to identify with that's like you, that's your age, and understanding what they're going through instead of being silent and feeling you're alone and whether you're being bullied or because people don't understand and having nowhere to go with it. And the fact that to put yourself out there and be that outlet and be that mentor, it's huge. It's huge for any young player growing up, and it's huge for adults as well.
Right. You know, and here's what the craziest thing about this is, like, if you go onto this here, like, you've got this whole like link tree with like all these different things that like 30 things that go down. And it's like unbelievable. It's like, it goes from like change.org to like female footballers articles that you're writing and stuff you're doing for the Girls Soccer Network. It's amazing, Susk. I mean, it's like, you know, you're kind of, I don't want to say that like you're kind of creating a brand for yourself already, because it goes way farther than that, because it is, like you say, about advocacy, but like you're making literally a difference in all these different facets of the game.
No, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just like, I feel like that doing all this, like, because I know like with like female footballers and like Girl Soccer Network and writing those articles, I know that like for like instance the college recruiting one, I know that I struggled with college recruiting and just like being nervous about going to ID camps, because I feel like though they're like such stressful things and same with like showcases. And I feel like just like having like, I wanted to create this so that I like, because these like type of articles also help me cope and get my feelings out there. But I also feel like that I've just also heard like so many people who like also feel the same way, and so that they can relate to this and feel like that they're not alone with these feelings. So.
Yeah. And it's one thing to try to talk to somebody, like if I take myself, try to come to me and talk to who used to coach at UCLA, there's like a certain sense of intimidation maybe there underlying, and but to have somebody that's writing an article that is going through it and that can directly identify and answer questions of young players that are going through it is invaluable.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, one of the things about that in regards to it, Aubrey, and we'll talk about it once we get into the topic, and which is kind of creating this like mental health template for youth goalkeepers, is that it's one thing for me or Saskia or another coach to say something to somebody, but we're really dealing with conceptually, because it's been such a long time since we've gone through the process. And it's another thing for you to talk to like a freshman or an eighth grader and be like, hey, this is what it's like. This is what I'm actually dealing with right now.
No, yeah, and I feel like just, like, also, like, it's, like, very different, because, like, people obviously, like, my age, like, I feel like that, like, college recruiting has, like, obviously changed in the past, like, 10 years and everything. Yes. And I feel like it's definitely, like, changed, and, like, now that, like, social media is, like, a big thing, and I feel like that, like, also is, like, been a huge thing, because, like, being in, like, highlight reels and, like, having to create those all the time and having to post on Instagram, like, oh, here are my games, having to send out all the emails, having to like reach out to all the different coaches. It's just like, it's definitely like not easy. And like, it's definitely a lot of hard work and stressful, because you have to make sure, oh, I need to reach out to this coach. Oh, I need to reach out to this coach. Oh, I need to post this. And I feel like that's definitely like a stressful time. And then you see like your friends starting to commit to all like the colleges, and you're like, oh no, like, what am I going to do? I'm not committed yet. And I feel like that's just like, obviously like a stressful time, and that it like needs to be more talked about, because like it has changed, and like, it is like definitely like new and different, and that like, you shouldn't, we shouldn't have to deal with that alone. So.
Right. You shouldn't feel like you're on your own island. And I think that one of the things I've liked, especially on the Union app, is that I've actually helped young players with those videos and stuff. Like, just, all right, go ahead and send me the video. Let me look at it and let me tell you what I think and what you need to add and what you need to focus on. And even from like from the content of the video to how it's shot to everything, to really get the most of it. And so now with social media, with like the Union app, with what you're doing, there are outlets there for you to reach out to kind of make this the best experience that it can be for you.
Yeah, you know, and Saskia, it's really good that you just brought that up in regards to that. And by the way, if any of you guys are watching this, maybe you know Aubrey, and you're not familiar with us and what we do and everything like that. She's referring to the Union Goalkeeper app. It's a program. It's a full-on mentorship program, full engagement platform, a safe space for you to share your own content, DM people, work with mentors privately or in groups. We've got a lot of interactive sessions going on. We've got a whole goalkeeping podcast network that's being built. There's a lot of really cool things right there. And you're watching a free preview right now. So if you don't know what it is, go to theuniongk.com or go to the Union Sports Community on Apple or Google Play Stores to download that. But there's college players on there, Aubrey. And yep. One of the reasons why we wanted to make sure we had college players doing mentorship and not just coaches is because, like we were talking about, the relatability type of a thing, like it's a lot easier for you to talk to, you know, and this is where we're going to get into the topic and everything like that, a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old in college, and they can tell you how it really is in college, you know, when you're like looking at schools and you're like, I don't know, and you know, this school seems really cool. And then you talk to somebody there and like, this is honestly what's going on there. And you're like, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know, because otherwise I'm just talking to adults about it.
Yeah, I know. And like, what was nice about, like, I have my WPSL Nighthawks who are all like women, and like they're in college, out of college, and like they definitely helped me because I started with the Nighthawks when I was in middle school. And so they taught me a lot about college and just like how it really works. And also, like, when I like go to ID camps, I always make sure that I talk to the players there and really see how they like it there and see how it is and like the environment, the training environment, and like how like the coaches are and just like how like the playing style is, and making sure that I feel like that's like a main thing that I say to people. Like if like other people ask me, oh, what should I, like, do you have any advice for like going to ID camp? I feel like just talk to the players and not only just the coaches, because obviously the coaches are there to get you to like try and come to their like thing, but also just making sure that you talk to the players because they're like the real ones there and like the ones that you can really relate to a lot. And I think that's also like a great thing about like me like being able to like talk to my like Nighthawks, or even just like being able to talk to like the like seniors at my club and just like talk to them and how like they're about to go into college, the 06s. So, and I know that I'm like, I'm best friends with the 2006 goalie at my club, and like she's committed to UCLA. And so she is, I always talk to her about like how her recruiting process was, and like even like the past schoolies at Davis Legacy and how like their recruiting process was. So I like always think that like just reaching out even to like the olders at like people's club, you can always just reach out to them.
I mean, I absolutely love what you're saying. By the way, it's so funny to me, Aubrey, I'm just realizing last time you were on here, you were so little, your mom was on the show with you.
Yeah.
Like what a trip. Like, wow. How things have changed. Well, before we go into the topic, and this is going to kind of directly be related to the topic, I just want to share, you know, also are doing some stuff for female footballers. Shout out to female footballers. Shout out to Girls Soccer Network. Obviously both of them are doing really great stuff. Suska, I know you had connected with female footballers recently and everything. You know, how did that connection? I know they're in Northern California as well, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, they are. So Cassie is the one who runs female footballers. And so basically when I was a while ago, when I reached out, was one of my first articles after two of my friends committed suicide. And I wrote an article, which I first wrote in my notebook. About like how I feel like writing that article was like a really great way for me like coping. And then I was like, and then I found female footballers and I was like, I could help other people with this. And so then I went into my notebook, wrote the article about this. And then I went to them and I was like, hey, Cassie, do you think you could like maybe post this? And then she looked over and she was like, yeah, hi, Aubrey. And I'm like, hi. And so I've been writing articles with them ever since. And I mean, like, female footballers is just such a great, and Girls Soccer Network too, are just like great outlets for like female athletes and just like athletes. And they're just like amazing. And that's also part of like my change.org petition is part of that for like my club. And I just want to make sure that like that girls my age and like just girls of all ages understand that they're not alone and that they have outlets that they can reach out to. And female footballers and Girls Soccer Network are great ones to reach out to.
I mean, I absolutely love what you just said right there. And like, you know, Susk, you know, obviously, you know, we, you know, it's a different time now, you know, and we talk about the fact that, you know, the goalkeeper jerseys are now being available in the stores, you know, for NWSL goalkeepers. And, you know, I know that can be a sensitive topic and everything like that, but at least seeing the fact that it's going that direction, because to be able to have these outlets of older women who've been in the game or you know, accomplished things in the game or pursued things in the game, you know, for the younger generation is so massive that they have these direct connections to them now to work together.
Yeah, I'm just, first of all, I'm again sorry about your two friends. And it just like makes me stop, you know, and just realize how important what you're doing is and how incredibly important it is, because those outlets save lives, you know, and to be able to make a connection with somebody, even if they're across the country or the world, and find a safe space that they can ask you questions that it could be stuff just stressing them out about recruiting to like personal health issues and everything, but to be able to have an outlet like yours and to identify and have a safe place to land saves lives. And so that's why what you're doing across the board is so important.
Yeah. You know,
and don't get me started on the jerseys, Mike. I was like throwing things around, and I will say it here on the podcast. I don't know if somebody thinks that they need a promotion or like, I am on the opposite side of this. Like, what do you mean you finally put jerseys out? And like, I feel like the higher ups are patting themselves on the back that they finally did that, when I think somebody should be fired because of the oversight. And I will leave it at that.
I mean, you know, it is a very valid point. And I obviously did not mean to make light of your two friends passing. But that is why this is important, and I think we should just move directly into that topic, guys. And that is creating a mental health template for high school goalkeepers. And obviously, mm-hmm. with your change.org petition, Aubrey, that you're putting together, you're trying to make this not only something that's casual or for lack of a better term, kind of like, you know, being done, you know, kind of like off the cuff, but something that's actually like prepared by the club and part of the club structure and methodology and everything. So talk about that petition before we get into like the kind of the questions of the topic.
Yeah. So my change.org is a petition that I have, and it's for my club. And so there's two parts of the petition. And so the first part is about making better, like, and that you can everyone cup. I know making back tags, the Surf Cup back tags. So I was like, why don't we make a back tag like that? So the back tag will have like a QR code that will like link to the Davis Legacy's website, like resource page. And this resource page will have different like hotlines. So some of them would be the National Suicide Hotline, National Bully Hotline, National Eating Disorders Hotline, and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline. And so that would be the first part. And it would be attached to all of the Davis Legacy players' bags. And it will just, like, have it so that they always have those resources and outlets available. And then the second half is having the female footballers, which they have a proposal for Davis Legacy to do workshops with, like, girls' teams at our club, and just be able to do, like, workshops. One of them I know is about, like, confidence and, like, building up your confidence, and also about, like, stress and talking about different mental health topics with teams at Davis Legacy.
It's amazing.
I mean, that's fantastic. And I think any club that you know wouldn't sign that petition, or anybody that wouldn't sign that petition, you know, obviously we're going to be sharing it in the show notes, we're going to be putting it on the app, throwing it out there. I believe I already shared your story last night on it, and this is Suskia. That's actually how this conversation kind of came about. Is out of the blue, Aubrey sent an email a couple days ago in regards to this whole petition, and I said, well, not only will I sign your petition, but let's have you on like tomorrow and talk about this, because and I know you were kind of like, oh, but you're doing amazing, honestly, like, you know,
I mean, yeah.
Come on, you're a professional writer now. All right, let's get into the topic. First off, Aubrey, what do we mean by a mental health template?
So first off, a mental health template is basically the prioritization of like your mental health well-being. And so an example of this, so for my mental health.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Template is that after like stressful events like ID camps, showcases, games, practices, anything like that, I go into this notebook that's in my room, and or like sometimes I bring it with me so I can write in the car, like because I have a long car ride sometimes because I go to San Francisco or whatnot, and I write in that notebook about like what happened, and then I just like write all my emotions and my feelings into that notebook. And then after that, I take a day or two to like really reflect on it. And then I go back to my notebook, and that's how I write a lot of my articles. So like a couple times I went back to like my notebook and I saw like all my ID camp ones. And then that's how I made my ID camp article for female footballers.
Do you find, it's kind of like a self-check in a sense. And right. Sometimes let's say you come off an ID camp and you go and you write how you're feeling. Okay. Right. And then you go back 2 days later and you realize everything's negative, right? And yeah. And like, did I really feel that way? Or like, I've talked to the coaches from the ID camp, or I've talked to some, and it wasn't how I perceived it. And so it helps you kind of work through that in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's good, unless you're just sitting there stewing in negativity in your head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a great point, Saskia, what you just brought up right there, you know, and Aubrey, you know, this is so commendable, you know, to handle things in such a mature aspect, because I don't handle it as mature as this. I'll tell you that, because like, I'm just thinking right now, like even like after I'm done playing a game, even to this day, like in the shower, it's all negative thoughts. It's all like, oh, I should have moved here. I could have done this, blah, blah, blah. Even if we won type of a thing, you know, so if I'm programmed myself to be thinking like that, imagine the stakes even higher and higher and higher and higher. And it's only going to get more difficult the higher up you get in the echelon once you get to college and all of that. So if you can establish these early with the younger players that you're working with, I mean, they're going to be so ahead of the game, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's why it needs to like the stigma around like mental health and just like well-being is like it needs to like be lessened, because I feel like that like it wasn't talked enough when I was little, and I like rarely know, like I don't think anyone really talked about mental health when I was like 10 or 11. So I think that it's great that we're getting somewhere, but it can be better. So I think that's like what I'm really trying to work towards in a lot of like other programs, like Female Football, like Girls Soccer Network, Katie Meyer's parents, and like everyone like that. And it's like really great to see.
Is it something that you share, or is it just for yourself?
I do share, but I like sharing it because I know that other people might relate to it. And I do hear like sometimes like the moms of little kids are like, my little kid read this and she related to this so much. But it's also for me, especially like one of my favorite articles that I wrote was about like my first one, which was about my two friends, because it didn't only just help other people, but it really like helped me cope through like that loss. And just like it was like a good way of coping through like my grief and just like my sadness. So I think just like personally for me that writing and like the articles also don't help other people, but it really helps me to get through this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about this right here, Aubrey, because, you know, it seems to be that a lot of people are saying this, and by people, I mean like older people are like, oh, this generation, they all blah, 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 and their mental health and blah, blah, blah. But in my feeling, I believe that all of us, throughout all the generations, have all dealt with these same exact issues. We just weren't comfortable talking about it, and right. No one really paid attention, and no one really helped us out. So because of that, it's always been there. It's just that now it's actually being addressed, right?
Well,
right.
I mean, and I think if you go back generations, we can say plural, that the stigma was always like, you're an athlete, you're tough, get over it. You know right. what I mean? Like, suck it up. And part of the game or part of life. And athletes that succeed are automatic. If you show that weakness and that mental weakness, then you're not going to succeed because you're not a tough athlete mentally. And you're not a tough goalkeeper mentally. And I think that, and having no outlets, you know, that was just hidden for us like generations ago. But now with the outlets that you have, with writing the articles, with social media, there, number one, there's so much more pressure on younger athletes because of those things. And like you always say, Mike, the vitriol of social media, if you post something and the bad feedback you get back and everything, we didn't have those problems. You know, we didn't have that. I didn't have, you know, people I have no idea of looking over my shoulder every time and telling me awful things and how to deal with that. So I think it is a little different. It is very different in this generation.
You know, and I think, you know, you just brought up a really good point there, Suskin. You know, and honestly, honestly, people ask are like, oh, why'd you make the, you know, why'd you make a paywall on the union and everything like that? It's because we want to eliminate those negative comments. No one's going to pay to go on there and bash youth players or young coaches or anything
like that.
Well,
if they do, they're getting kicked off.
Exactly. Exactly. And we have the power to do that. But like,
how tall are you now? Me?
Yeah.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, you've grown up so much.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you're still growing?
Technically, yeah. I mean, they said that my growth plates are like closing, but I hope I can go more. Like, I'm telling you, when I was little, like, I always said, like, my biggest dream was to be 6 foot. I don't think I'm up there, but that was a big dream of mine.
You're getting close. Two more inches.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, 5'10" is decent because on that profile, it's going to say 6 foot anyway.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm 5'8", and on my national team profile said 5'10". And I was like, all right, maybe everybody just assumes I'm 5'10", but that's fine. All right, 5'8", and not 5'8", I'm 5'9", but I'm 5'8", and like 3/4.
Okay. Yeah, so just round up.
I have to. It's 5'9". Yeah.
I think one of the things, because you know, bringing up the whole social media thing from a mental health standpoint, it not only does it just affect players, you know, in regards to like college recruiting and everything like that, but it also affects, like, you could be, even me, you know, to this day, I'll spend hours editing something and I'll post it, and not soccer stuff, not, you know, comedy stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the first comment is just a mean, nasty thing. Yeah. And it's like, I just spent all this time and energy on that. And this might not even be valid. It's just that this person is just that's how they get entertained, is by just saying mean things about people and trolling people. But like, for a second, it just ruins my mindset right before I'm about to go to work, get on a meeting or whatever type of thing. So I can't even imagine, Aubrey, nowadays, you posting a training session or, hey, here's some highlights from, you know, ECNL showcase this weekend. And some idiot, faceless idiot, goes on there and goes, it's like easy, or like that, or not that great, or like I've seen better, or something like that. And you're like, I'm just about to go into a math test. This is not what I needed in my life right now. I can't even imagine how difficult that is.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely gotten some mean comments on different things and different highlight reels. And, I mean, it's definitely one of those rough things. And I, like, my mom always makes sure that, like, I know that, like, they're not real people, and that, like, they're, like, they don't know what's really going on. And, like, sometimes it might be, like, just this random dude who, like, is just, like, there. And, like, he's just commenting on my thing just to comment mean thing. Or, like, maybe he had a bad day and he just, like, wants to, like, ruin my day, or just like wants to take out this anger on a random person, which ends up to be me. And so, yeah, I've definitely had those comments. And it's just like, the sad thing about like social media is that there's a dark side to it, and just like a not as nice side. And I mean, obviously there's the bright side of where like you have your friends on it, and like having my friends comment or my friends repost and be like, that's my keeper. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And then there's like, the mean guys were like, oh, that's not even that good of a save. Oh, what is this girl doing? She's not a real keeper. Oh, that's a foul. And like, I'm just like, it wasn't a foul. It would have been called if it wasn't.
I don't want to tell, and for kids out there listening and stuff like that, it doesn't stop. And like, I get it, you know? And so I get it as a national broadcaster. We post once a week for Angel City, Three Things to Know. I haven't gotten anything negative on that one yet, but like, but it happens even to adults. And, you know, but I agree with you. It's looking at all the positive comments and having the support system around you. And if something does bother you, me being able to say that to my partner and say, oh, somebody said this, and just them kind of helping pull you out of it instead of internalizing it and letting me affect my next show or something. And so, but to have those outlets is important. And I'm just going to keep reiterating that because you're giving those outlets to people.
So let's talk a little bit, you know, Aubrey, because otherwise I'm gonna start thinking about all the negative comments I've gotten from people in comedy.
Oh my! yeah, but it's the comedy, you know, you get that back and forth. And
so, oh yeah, know. Well, I mean, live is a whole different animal.
We'll do another podcast about that.
I can be way more affected by somebody making a comment like "just stop" like online than I can from somebody trying to do something on stage, because I'm like, well, everyone's laughing, so I don't know what to tell you. But I want to talk about college recruiting, because this is really where I think the mental health is really a challenge for so many youth athletes that I'm seeing. And now, obviously, you're going through it right now. Do you feel that the pressure now of being able to share who you are on social media is now making it even more difficult from a recruiting standpoint, because you're like, oh my God, I have to sell myself as a brand as opposed to just a goalkeeper?
I feel like, yeah, for different people, it's definitely like a struggle to like separate like the like soccer side and then like also like being yourself on here too. And just like trying, obviously, yes, like you try and like sell yourself to the college like scouts, and that's what you're trying to do. But I think it's also like a key point in trying to be yourself and not just like be like fake. And like, I think that's what a lot of like college scouts say, is just always being yourself. So I think that college recruiting has gone definitely a lot tougher. And I mean, social media is definitely a big like feed into that. And but I think like the key thing, like I said, is talking about it with the people that you trust, the people in your circle. And just like, I always talk about my college recruiting with like my WPSL team, because like they've all gone through it. Especially there's this one girl on the team who literally is now a freshman in college. She goes to Cal Berkeley, and I always talk to her about it. And like, she's always just been there for me. Her name's Sydney. I love her so much. And, but it was always great to have her, especially like, and then like, even when I was younger on the team, I was like, so how does this like college stuff work? And they're like, oh, so basically you go in this dorm and you do this. And now I know the ins and out pretty much. And like, even just the behind the scenes of like, I know a lot about Cal too, because like she's told me a lot about it. And like, just like also like she's like showed me around like the campus and just like showed me everything. And then also just like other players, like we've had like UCLA people in the WPSL. And then also just like having our coaches there too for us is also a big thing. And I feel like parents too. I feel like parents and coaches, like especially coaches too, and like they're the one that we like look up to. And so just being there for like your players is also such a big thing. And especially like, yeah, you see this little like one right next to me to my left in that photo, like she has no I went to Portugal with her, and she's not even thinking about college yet. She's just having a life. And I think that was like also great to see, is that like,
wait, how old is she?
This one. She was on 11.
Oh my little gosh.
Yeah, she was the cutest thing. I love her. She was the sweetest. She was so tired. I didn't even know there was like these little kids coming with us. And then I like, she's there, and I'm like, oh my god, hi. I'm like, how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm a 2011. And I'm like, oh my god, you're my sister's age. Like, what? But yeah, and I think like college recruiting has changed a lot. And I think just like being able to talk about it with the people you trust most is like definitely very important.
You know, and I love, Saskia, you know, how Aubrey brought up about like coaches and parents, you know, like, cause they are a big part of this, you know. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, from a positive standpoint and a negative standpoint, they can be,
yeah,
you know, and Saskia, obviously, you know, you've dealt with parents on both the positive and the negative side, what have you seen that's been successful as an outsider when parents are working on the mental health of their youth players?
Well, I think when it comes to college recruiting is that I think the wrong thing to do is take that checklist and say, these are the top 10 schools in the country and these are the ones you want to go to. And yeah. It's just not right. Like, you have to find what fits, because this is a journey. This is your child going away from you for the first time. You're not pro, so it's not all you're doing, right? You're in school, you're learning to live by yourself, you're learning to do all sorts of things. And are you comfortable in the environment that you're in? And so when you see those kids, when I've talked to parents and kids, and they're like, yeah, you know, she's looking at UCLA and UNC and all over the map, but I could check it off the top 10 list. And I'm just like, so she's okay going away from home. She's okay traveling across the whole entire country. She's okay with the curriculum. What does she want to do? Like, all these other questions outside of soccer. So when you find parents that really allow a player to experience that, to get to really go and immerse themselves in the campus, in other players, and ask questions and really find out if this is a fit for you, that's the right course to take. And your child might come back and say, you know what, even though UCLA wants me, I really want to go here because this is where I think I'm going to be happy. And this makes me more comfortable. Yeah, maybe they're number one in the country, but this is going to make me more comfortable.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Aubrey, you know, just kind of obviously, you know, just discussing it with your friends, you know, who've gone through the process, and, mm-hmm. and obviously yourself going through the process and everything like that. Like, you don't strike me as the type of person who's like, these are the best soccer playing schools, so that's all I'm going to focus on.
No, I'm not saying, but there are so many that do.
Yeah.
And I think that pressure comes from parents and coaches. It's the wrong advice. It's the wrong advice.
Yeah, I say that, like, that's, like a big mistake that some people do is they're, like, I'm going based off, like, the top 10 soccer schools. You have to mm-hmm. think about, too, like, what you want to do academically because, like, you know, you have to think about what you want to do in your future as well. If, like, you don't want to do go pro for soccer and, like, you need to think about what you want to do for your future because maybe, like, UCLA might not be your best fit for, like, a certain major. And, like, maybe if you live all the way and, like, who knows, Michigan and, like, you want to go to UCLA and you don't want to go far for home. That won't work. And like, you have to think that's about right. Just like being away from home wouldn't be that big an issue for me. And I know for a lot of people, like they want, like, I know some Davis girls like want to stay close to home. So they go to like Cal Poly or like go SoCal. Right. They want to go to like different schools. And I think that's like an important thing to do too, is just like know that like you don't have to go to the best soccer school. You can go to where you want to go.
And I'll tell you, as a coach, as an analyst, as everything, if you make that decision and you're happy, you're number one going to play the best soccer you can play, right? And yeah. If your aspirations are to go pro, you will be found. Okay? You will absolutely be found by scouts, by everything, social media. We will find you.
Bill Reno. Bill Reno.
We will find you and you will go pro. Like, especially if you're happy where you're at, because then you're playing really, really well probably. So, it doesn't have to be, in order for me to go pro, I have to go to one of these top 10 schools. That's not it. Take that pressure off of yourself. Be honest with yourself, because I think that added pressure leads to mental health issues. And I've seen it as a coach for kids that come in and they're in the wrong environment and they're struggling at school and they're dealing with mental health issues because they're struggling at school and they're not happy because they made those wrong choices.
Adding on to that kind of, you know, Aubrey, like, I think, you know, like one of the things, can everybody hear me? Did I go out?
Okay. No, you're fine.
Okay. I thought I went out for a second. Is that like, I think that your mental health is going to suffer if you just logo chase, because like then you're basically holding your self-worth based on and I'm just using these as an example just because they've been successful programs, North Carolina, UCLA, Virginia,
right.
you know, if they want me, I'm important and I matter. If they don't want me, I'm the worst, you know, and now how are you going to move on with the rest of your life if you're like, if your self-worth is based on whether North Carolina wants you to go there?
I would say if you look at, go ahead and take like the entire NWSL, like all team rosters, and look at some of the universities that fill these rosters. And it's not 100 UNC players and 100 UCLA players, and it's all over the place. You know, there are D2 schools on there. There's Pitt. There's, no offense to anybody if I'm calling out, like, I'm just saying there are schools and conferences that aren't like the Big Five. So,
I mean, Bethany Balser played at an NIA school.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. You know, there's,
I mean, do you get that, Aubrey, when you're talking to other players your age that are like, oh, but I want to go here and I want to go there. And they, do they feel that pressure?
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
To only look at these major schools, and like you said, what did you say, brand chasing? I never heard that before.
Logo chasing.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I definitely feel like that there's like a pressure because, like, you know, I feel like there's like, especially in like our area. I mean, recently they've been like, I feel like California like has had like a big success in soccer players, especially like female youth players recently. And it's like a lot of people around us have committed to like the big logo schools. And like, I feel like that there's that pressure that like, oh, she committed there, I need to do better than her then. And I want to be the next like logo player. Like there was this Davis Legacy girl who committed to Stanford because that was right for her. And like, I feel like that a lot of people were like, oh, I need to be that next Stanford commit, that commit Stanford, because I want to be well known for that. But I'm like, also like, you have to think about that. Like, it's not all about the, like the logo. It's about like where you want to be happy. Cause I feel like that's like a big thing too, that people need to understand, like you play better when you're happier. And like, that's a big thing. And I feel like that's like a big thing that's forgotten now. And like, I know, like I love my mom to death for this. She always asks me when I get in the car after a game, she's like, did you have fun? And I'm like, yes, I did. And like, I feel like that's something that parents need to do more too, is that like not ask, like just going straight to what you did this wrong or doing stuff like that. I feel like you need to ask them just first, like, did you have fun? Like, I feel like that's something, like, a big thing that, like, I thank my mom so much for doing, is that, like, she asked me that after every practice and every game, like, did you have fun, Aubrey? I'm like, yeah, I did, Mom. Like, it was great. So I think that's something, too, that parents need to understand, too. So
100%.
Absolutely. I mean, you're making me think about my own psyche, too,
Aubrey. Mike, do you need me to ask you every Monday, like, Mike, did you have fun at your game? Would you like me to ask you that?
I'll be honest with you. This as an older goalkeeper, I've been trying to introduce the K save and the block and everything like that into my game, and I think I might stop doing that because I'm not having fun. I'm not having fun with that. All I'm doing is like pulling muscles and things like that. My body's not meant to be that flexible. That's insane. How many people do this? It's unreal. All right, let's have some fun here, because I think we've been doing a lot of heavy stuff right here, and we'll get back to it to kind of wrap everything up. But Aubrey, as you know, as somebody that watches the show consistently, we like to break down goalkeepers on this show. So we're going to be doing a little breakdown of you. on this show right over here. She's been kind enough, Saskia, to send over some clips. So let's do a little bit of breakdowns here. So first off, what are we watching first off right here?
This first one. This clip is against Bay Area, Surf Bay Area. And so we played them and we tied 1-1. And this was like a really big accomplishment for like our team because like I think last time we lost them. So it was really big and they're like one of like the best teams in our area. So this is like a big thing. And like, so right now it was a really big game for us. And I think this was our first game back after high school. So it was transitioning back after like everyone had been on break from a club, which was a big thing because some of our players didn't even play soccer during the break. They went to like different sports. Some played basketball. Some did like a bunch of different other sports. So this is a big game for us to like restart as a team. And so, yeah, this is a tip over say that I did. But
hold on. First off, what's going on here? This girl has
what
like
happened to 40- your defense?
45 minutes to name our tricks here.
Okay, and their defense.
Where's everybody running away?
It looks like, is this before the game? Are you guys just messing around?
I mean, it was a long game for defense because like this team is super strong on offense. Like I'm best friends with that girl who took that shot. Her name's Lily Bella, and she's a great player. But they're a really tough team offensively. They have like, especially Lily Bella and this other girl named Tieran on the team who I'm friends with. They're very technical, so it was definitely – they definitely did not make it easy to keep it 1-1, but it was a really good game. But
so let's break down. So first off, the shot, after she does her pirouette, she's right there, and it looks like she's starting to bend the ball. Is that bending in towards you but kind of lifting?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going it comes – off like it's going wide, it's going far post, then it comes back and bends
back
really
in,
quick.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the great thing about this is not biting, you know, not taking, you know, you'll see a lot of young goalkeepers with that assumption when that first comes off of her foot. And if you don't see that the curl with the follow through, that it's going to bend back, you might bite and kind of get yourself like just a micro movement out of position. But then to just, you stayed just zoned in on the ball and, you know, just adjusted. You were deep enough on your line to make a great tip over the bar.
Yeah. You know, and one of the things I love, Saskia, what you just said, by the way, Aubrey, did look at the fact that you're getting like a professional analyst to break down your film. That's what you can get on the Union GK app, guys. So check it out. You see that plug right there, Susk?
Way to bring that back around.
And you can have Saskia break down your own film as well, too, to learn from it. But I want to say is that I didn't even notice that. It's such a good point. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times that ball's been bending away like that, and I've already started leaning that direction. Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, because that ball breaks up there, I'm flailing trying to get it. And then my whole team's like, dude, it just came right at you. What are you doing?
Well, I think you're also what you'll see a lot of young goalkeepers do, and maybe you, Mike, you'll see a lot of young goalkeepers do is when she takes that shot is kind of preset forward, right? Mm-hmm. So if you preset forward on this, then you might get beat over the top on this, right? So not presetting forward. So she comes back across and then you just take a little micro movement to reset your feet really quick, follow the ball, and you still have your depth. And you're able to cover that.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. And I love the fact that you just stayed with the follow through. So many young goalkeepers, you know, Aubrey, they put their hands up like that and they're locked and then they can't, and there's nothing. And then
but
it still,
you know,
goes in the net.
And you know what also they do is that they come up out of their set, right? So then they have no momentum to actually, because what puts this over the bar is that you're still able to get your momentum up, follow through, and make that power touch over the bar. If you were coming up out of your set and now you're just trying to jump straight legged, you don't get that touch.
Right.
Yeah. This is fun, Saskia. I feel like we're almost foreshadowing.
Well,
I had coaching this morning too.
So, like.
See, Saskia still goes to school too.
I do.
We all, Aubrey, anything you want to add to this clip before we move on?
Definitely, like, this was not a natural at all. I, like, practice the save forever. When I tell you, I could not jump for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
I could not jump. It took me so long. I went to the gym to like strengthen my jumps too, just doing box jumps. And then also like, kind of feel like that's also like a thing that like kids like need to understand, like that it's not only just like going to the field doing saves. It's also like getting like strengthening those different muscles too, so that you can jump higher. Cause that's what really like helped me too. So, and I think like also like training with this, with like Nate, who, you guys introduced me to. And then also, my, another trainer who like helped me with like just being able to like be comfortable to like, and teach me how to dive backwards and how to be able to like tip that back. And, so I think, yeah, it definitely took a lot of time to get there, but,
and that's a huge thing that you said, because, and it's so important. It's not just going to happen because you show up a couple days a week and go in between the lines and train. Like, if you aren't able to get that explosiveness, and you have to find what off the field training is going to help you with that explosiveness. We've talked it so many times. I used to train with the track coach. I used to train at Rutgers. I used to train with the basketball team at Rutgers. I used to do like everything and that I could to enhance certain technical sides of my game. And so the fact that you said I wouldn't used to be able to jump for that. And so what would have happened? You would have stuck your hand up and it probably would have gone through your hand and into the net. Right?
Yeah.
Or you would have tipped it into the net. But because you got that explosion, because of your off the field work and the effort that you put in, that ball's up and over and it's a save.
Exactly.
Hi, Nate. I want to move on.
By the way.
Hey, Nate. You know, it's actually funny that you brought that up, you know, Susk, because obviously, you know, Aubrey, you have had the chance, you know, working with Nate, you know, to be in an environment with NWSL goalkeepers and training with the NWSL goalkeepers, you know, and seeing kind of what it takes to play at that level, and the work ethic that it takes and everything like that.
I mean, and sticking with it. I mean, look at Caitlin Rowland. I mean, are you kidding? Like sticking with it and getting picked up by Bay and everything. Mm-hmm. Like those are kind of good. Those are good mentors for you to be around.
Right.
No. So, but let's go into these PKs right here, because you shared PKs and I was like, man, you know, I mean, I'll be honest.
I love it
because it's talk about mental health. Penalty picks. And you wrote a whole piece for the Girls Soccer Network on PK.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that before we break it down?
So I was on varsity as a freshman last year for high school, and I played for Davis High. And I was definitely a little scared when I got pulled up as a freshman, because there was the – I mean, obviously I played with the WPSL, but I think it was, like, different because there were people from my school that I knew. And so that's, like – I feel like that's why high school is a lot different from club, because you know these people outside of soccer too, like – and you, like, see them, like, every day at school. But I was a freshman, and I got put into – we were in playoffs, and we had to go to PKs, and I, as a freshman, was put in – and obviously I was a bit nervous because I hadn't done PK shooters in a while since then. And I was definitely a little bit scared because it was playoffs too. And we ended up losing. But then I talked to a mental health coach, and they taught me different ways. Her name's Jen Ireland, by the way. And she taught me different ways of like how to like cope and deal with it. So I set like a routine that I did before every time for PK. So that I can just focus on what I'm going to do in my routine and just do that every time. So I don't focus on like, oh, you need to say this, Aubrey. Oh, you need to say this, Aubrey. Oh, I look at everyone's watching like, oh my God. So I do like this like clap thing where I go around and it makes like a zero. That's like me and my dad made this thing a long time ago. Whenever I got a shout out in a game, we would high five like this and do a little circle. So we made a zero for a shout out. That's always the thing me and my dad did. So I was like, I'm going to incorporate this. So I do a zero high, like little high five thing, and I clap. So it makes like a noise too. So like, it's like, I'm like, when I clap, that's when I know I'm like, I'm going to say this.
Wait, do we but see you do this right here?
I think.
Oh, you've already done it.
I feel like, yeah, I already did it. And my gosh, I used to hit the bar too. I think I did it in the other one for the other game. They don't allow me to do that anymore. And so I had to change it. But like, they don't, I think I like hit the
Brad,
bar.
Brad Friedel used to put his hand around the bar. He needs to hold the bar. We need to stand there. Go, men's national team goalkeeper. Like my ear.
That's unreal. Yeah. That's unreal.
But here's what I love. I love. Yeah.
Oh, you just did it right there. I just saw it.
Yeah. I love the mental aspect of the routine, mm-hmm. and the focus on do your thing. And because, you know, I'm an advocate for that. Like, treat everyone the same. Like, I don't get caught up in what people are saying. Oh, she always likes to go left, or she always likes to go low, to, like, hide your right, or whatever. Do your thing. Like, get yourself focused, get yourself in your game, and honestly, react is my teaching. It might not be everybody. I might get blown up on that, but you force them to kick a perfect PK. But center yourself.
Right.
And that those little things, those little rituals, mm-hmm. you know, trust me, I had a lot of rituals. So those little rituals help you center yourself and help right. you focus.
It's such a great point, because now it almost kind of, it's like a reset type of situation mm-hmm. where like now you're not focused on the craziness of the PK because you just did your thing. And it's like, it's, you know,
but you can know. See that. You can see that yeah. in so many sports. Okay. Take baseball, for example, when batters set up the bat, Nomar Garcia Parra was a really good example of this. It was a long one, but he had a ritual that he did every single pitch. Like, and you'll see batters, they touch the, like, whether they hit the bat on the ground, they hit their foot, but it's the same thing every single time. Cause they refocus and they let go. So by you redoing that, by you mentally refocusing yourself, maybe you didn't agree with why the PK happened and your whole team was hyped up and your coaches are yelling and screaming and you're allowing yourself not to get caught up in that. And you have to focus now. And this always brings you back to your center and focus by having those rituals. I think it's incredible. And right on.
Yeah,
that's why you're saving.
So let's move on to this action right here. So is this? I'm assuming this is in the playoffs as well too.
Yeah, this is in Final Four. Yeah.
Okay. So breakdown. First off, what happens with this clip that you sent me?
So basically I go for a low dive to the left and it was like, I think it was, ball that got through those two defenders. And then I do like a reaction, like save to my left side. But yeah. And I actually knew that striker too. She plays at my club. She's a freshman. So
I'm looking at this. Go ahead, Saskia.
Okay, so comment. The thing that I like about this save is that you held your ground, right? Is that you came out, you made yourself big, because honestly, she could have come across her body and gone far post as well. Okay, because your defender is not shutting that down. So you can't come here and you're big. You're like, let me make myself big. She's got nothing to shoot at here. You've stolen enough ground. You're not too deep, so she sees the whole goal. You've stolen enough ground. It's going to be a reaction save, but you've made yourself nice and big, nice and set. And like some people might come back and say, oh, you made the save and you're going backwards. First of all, she's 3 yards away from you.
Okay? She hammered the ball.
And she too. Hammers it. So it's a reaction save. But the bigger picture here is that you close the ground to shut the angle down. And if she had gone to across her body, you still would have made the save.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I will tell you, a lot of goalkeepers in this situation are caught with too much depth and too close to the near post right there. So
100%.
That player just slots it to the back post because it's wide open for mm-hmm. them, because they're right. so worried about that near post.
I think yeah. more than not, too much depth here. I mm-hmm. think you'll see a lot of younger goalkeepers that don't take that forward movement pre-stretch off of where you were to close that angle. They'll stay, they'll just shuffle right over, and now the whole entire goal's open.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of those things is to recognize that you have that much space and that much time to steal ground, right, Aubrey?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that this was like one of my favorite saves of like that game. I mean, I think I like had a couple, but I think this was in overtime too. I think this was second period of overtime, so it was definitely like last like 2 minutes of the game, and I think we were winning at that point because we had just scored a goal and like there is like a counterattack or something. So I think that was like also like what like just like helped a lot. It like helped. I feel like that's also the thing as goalies, that like you can help motivate your team just by like saving the ball and doing your job. It's like, because I feel like that just like a big adrenaline, just not just for you but also for your team as a whole, is just like, so I think that's also like what helped like help us close out the game. So
100%. As a goalkeeper, you can make a statement back there, and now it's like, hey, I just saved our butt. You know, now go finish this game out. You know, you're in double overtime with 2 minutes left to go. You just come up with a big save. That motivates everybody. It motivates me, and I wasn't even at the game.
Absolutely. Okay. And I love the energy. I love the energy afterwards too. I mean, because it seems like after every save, you've got to confident energy. Like, yeah! Like everyone on your team got their hands and made the zero, basically. Mm. Is like kind of what it feels like. All right, let's break come. So your choice, Aubrey. And Suski, you have time for one more clip?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So either go into here or some of these clips that you sent from Davis from later on. What do you want to do?
Oh, we can just do this one, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So, all right, what's going on here? Other than it's a lovely day.
It was a great day. I love that weather. I pulled up and I was like, wow, this is beautiful. So I think, yeah, beautiful weather California has over here. But so this is against De Anza. And so De Anza was number one in our league right now. And I think they still are. But they're really great team, really great Cub. So we had lost to them, I think, like 2-0 last time or 3-0 last time. So it was kind of like a rough game. But this game, we only lost 1-0, which was like a big step up for us, especially them being number one. And I think we were like 6 or something. So this is a really big game for us. Also, just so that like the next couple games are going to be big too, because this can really like decide if we get to go into like playoffs or not for like Texas, I think. So, but yeah, so this is like a big game. And then I forget which save this is, but it's against the end.
Looks like it's a near post save. It looks like the player I'm trying to see what happens here.
And see, watch the little step you take forward, and I think watch the shot.
Yes.
And I think that makes the difference in the save, because I think if you don't take that step forward, that you don't reach it.
Right.
Because it's still rising, and it could go like it would be a great goal to go upper shelf near post. But I think that little step forward that you took kind of got you a little bit closer to the ball, because this isn't dipping over you, this is rising. Right. And it gave you that ability to get to reach that ball. It's a good save.
You know, such a great point that you just brought up right there, Susk, because I'm just thinking about it, just how many young goalkeepers.
Watch the little step. Watch here. Yep. Right there. She's about to take a step. Boom. And that little half a foot helped you make the save. And in good set position afterwards.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just thinking about like risk versus like the risk factor. I think so many young goalkeepers, they hold back depth there because they're so worried about getting roofed. Yeah. Right there, not recognizing like how difficult that goal is to actually make. So,
but it's also the type of shot. So if this was a looping shot, then yeah, hold your depth, right? Mm-hmm. But because it's a driven shot, you have to kind of steal a little bit of space in order to get to it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Were you about to say something?
No. Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. Let's start wrapping it up. Some people
I'm like, anytime, Aubrey, hit me up. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as we start wrapping up, Aubrey, do you have any advice for any young goalkeepers, you know, out there, who are feeling overwhelmed? I mean, obviously, you know, you've been talking about all the different programs and everything like that, but any little tidbits that you can share from your template?
I feel like personally for me, I mean, obviously this might not work for everyone, but like riding or even like after like playoff games or like games that were big and important, just like talking to like your parents, if you feel comfortable about talking to them about like games, and like just really using them as like what I call like a sounding board. It's just like, so like I was like, after our game that we played in like finals and we lost, I was like, Mom, I just need you to listen to me for like 10 minutes and just like let me like kind of like vent to you real quick. So I feel like that's always a big thing for me, that I always use like my mom to talk to, or just like my notebook. If like I can't talk to her, if I'm like in a showcase in a different state after a game, I'll just like jot down some things in my notebook. And then also if like you're just feeling overwhelmed, I mean, I always like, I like to reach out to female footballers a lot and just like reach out to them and just like look what like other articles that other people have posted, like see if I can relate to those. Or just like reaching out to older players too. Like I've been saying, like older players, I feel like are always like overlooked as outlets, because they're just like they might be 1 or 2 years older than you, but like they are such great resources because they've gone through the same exact things that you've gone through, so they can be so relatable. So I feel like just really contacting them and just like really reaching out, because they can be people inside, outside, outside of your club. So I feel like that they're always like great resources. So
Aubrey, you can reach out to me anytime.
Yeah, and like you guys too, and like GK Union, like, you guys are right here.
Absolutely, guys. Well, speaking of that, Aubrey, you know, I do know that you do have a union handle on the platform. I know you've been a little bit busy with, you know, writing your own articles and, mm-hmm. and all sorts of fun stuff that you've been doing with Girls Soccer Network and Female Footballers, but I believe that your handle is just Aubrey on the platform. And I think it's just your name. So if you want to connect with her over there, guys, exactly. I think you two might be the only ones with one word.
That's right.
On the platform. So if you're on the platform, you guys are watching this on the platform right now, if you want to DM her over there, you connect over there, you can do that. Obviously, you guys can reach out to us at Goalkeeper Podcast on the Union platform, or at Suskia if you want to connect with her, or contact at InsideThe18Media.com if you have an email with a guest suggestion or a topic suggestion. I know some people had mentioned, you know, doing more stuff on mental health and you know, mindset and all that stuff. And we're definitely huge advocates of that and huge proponents of that kind of work. So shout out to people that have been doing stuff like that. Obviously, the wonderful Dan Abrahams does incredible stuff over in the UK and even with people over here. Jameson Kronzer with Ideal Performance over in Wisconsin, I think it is where he is right now. Don't quote me on that, JMO. Sorry about that. As well as Melissa Paramo. I mean, there's a lot of people doing really good stuff with that. So look at those. Check out the change.org that Aubrey's got. We're going to put it in the show notes there, Aubrey, so people can sign that. And we're going to make Davis Legacy do it. They're going to make it happen.
Love it.
We're going to make it happen. And last thing I just want to say, guys, is that a big announcement for us. Wanted to talk about it earlier, but this is way more powerful and more important. We're going to be joining what's called the Believe Network. It is a network of some of the top podcasts in the world, from different celebrity athletes and different coaches and pros and all that sort of stuff. And we're going to be starting our own goalkeeping network exclusively on the Union for Believe Network. We're going to be doing different types of shows. You're still going to have Inside the 18, but we're going to be adding on new shows. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be debuting a new show. The more details to come on that. But I can tell you that Suskia is involved in that show, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And if anybody out there.
Yes. And I get to be as opinionated as I want to be. Aren't I always?
If anybody out there is looking to host a podcast, feel free to pitch us some ideas, because we're going to be looking for more content. With that all being said, that's all the time on Inside the 18, and we are out.
Bye, later, everybody.
Guys. Bye.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley.
The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.